Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. Well, we're at the end of the week. This is Friday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Glad to be with you in God's Word. We've been in Daniel chapter 10, and now come to the final paragraph in Daniel chapter 10. Daniel, of course, now in the third year of Cyrus. The first year Cyrus started the clock on the 490-year vision in Daniel chapter 9, as he sent the exiles back to Israel, but they have fallen upon difficult times, and therefore by the third year, Daniel is in prayer and fasting for them and for understanding from the Lord. In response to that, God has sent an angel who was in spiritual warfare to get to Daniel, and then was assisted by Michael the angel, and then when he arrives, he begins to give him the vision. Now, his presence is overwhelming to Daniel, as Daniel, as it was, comes to pieces, and the men that were with him fled. Even though they didn't see this angel, they were still overwhelmed by the moment. Daniel now is without strength, and this angel is telling him to rise up, that he will receive the strength of the Lord. And so now we're in Daniel chapter 10 and verse 18. So if you'll follow along with me in Daniel 10:18. Again, one having the appearance of a man, so the angel appears as a man, touched me, and he strengthened me. You see, the Lord brings strength to us. Angelic ministry, the power of the word, the power of the spirit, the power of prayer, power of the gospel. And so now he strengthened. And he said, O man greatly loved. See, again, he assures him. This is the third time he's assured him that he is loved by the Lord. Every time when he does that, his next words, fear not. We don't need to fear. We have the Lord. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Peace be with you. The Prince of Peace is our King, Jesus Christ. Be strong and of good courage. There's the call to manliness. Be strong and be of good courage. Strength and courage. And then he says, let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me. Then the angel says, do you know why I've come to you? But now I will return to fight against the prince of Persia. And when I go out, behold, the prince of Greece will come. But I will tell you what is inscribed in the book of truth. There is none who contends by my side against these except Michael, your prince. In some way, God has designated Michael to do some very special work on behalf of Daniel. And Michael will assist this angel who is now tasked to do war. There's that spiritual warfare that's taking place. This spiritual warfare is a continual reality. But again, we conduct it knowing that Christ is risen and has won the victory, yet we go into the battles. And so it is in the kingdom of God. We are in constant warfare, but Satan, sin, death, hell, and the grave have been defeated. Not yet destroyed, but defeated. So we're in this battle. And it's taking place in the angelic realm. There is spiritual warfare. And so he lets him know that, but he also lets him know that Michael is there. And he says, now I'm going to tell you the truth. This is what you need to know about what's happening and what's going to be happening. Notice an insight here. Now, where are we? We are in the time of the reign of the Medo-Persians, who succeeded the Babylonians, who succeeded the Assyrians. So Assyrians, Babylonians, Medo-Persians, guess who's next? What empire is going to overwhelm everything? It's one that is right now rising. And now when this angel goes, he's not only going to do warfare against the spiritual powers of darkness in the nation of Medo-Persia, but now he's going to deal with the next one that's going to come to sweep over the land of Israel, and that is Greece itself. And after that will come Rome. But notice he says, I'm going to deal with the prince of Persia and also the prince of Greece that will come. And so there is the prophetic word of the next empire that's coming and the warfare that is taking place in the midst of all of this. Well, he's going to now give him the truth of what is happening and what's going to happen. So you go and worship this Lord's Day. Be with the Lord's people. There's spiritual warfare. Tell Satan, you will not stop me from giving praise and glory to God with the gathered people of God. And then join me again on Monday as we move to Daniel chapter 11 for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.